Now, the rest of the story. The United States Army still has plenty of personnel and military hardware in West Germany, you know. And recently there's been a lot of talking behind hands that the 32nd Air Defense Command there has been testing a secret weapon, a defensive weapon, ostensibly. And yet enough is known about it to ascertain its potential for aggression also. Now, the 32nd Air Defense kept quiet at first, but the superficial data has been declassified, and now it can be told. The installation was, in fact, testing 18 of them, is now satisfied with their effectiveness. The Army will purchase 900 more, and will distribute them to other bases in West Germany in units ranging from 6 to 40. The Navy and the Air Force will be watching with interest, because this could mean a tremendous breakthrough for the good guys in the war against international terrorism. For so acute is the detective ability of these new weapons that they could sound an alert of approaching terrorists before soldiers could either see or hear them. The idea, well, the idea is as old as ancient Rome. And that is the rest of the story. Once upon a time in the glorious Roman army, there was a corps of sentries, military specialists, who may have been called the Palatine Guard. The name is a logical assumption, considering that they were deployed to watch over the Palatine, one of Rome's seven hills. The Palatine Guard were unique in the Roman army, for among all of the soldiers of the empire, these were not formally conventionally trained. There was conjecture concerning their abilities. Would they come through in the event of an invasion? In 390 B.C., the Palatine Guard, or some prefer, the Palatine Guard, got to prove themselves. The army of Gaul was furtively approaching the city. The sentries of Palatine Hill were first to detect them and warn the rest of their own army. And Rome was saved because of these heroes. And now so many United States Army bases overseas will have sentries similar to the ancient Palatine Guard, which patrolled bridges, in fact, during our more recent Vietnam War. And remarkably, an identical warning system has been used to guard the Ballantyne Distillery in Scotland since 1959. So, international terrorists, be here informed, should you sneak up on an American installation in West Germany. Something will be watching you and telling on you. Perhaps if you get too close, even stalking you. No, not the canine corps had its day of glory. The canine corps may now be obsolete. The United States Army is in possession of the secret weapons that once guarded the Roman Empire. 900 of them. A gargantuan gaggle of geese. Geese, naturally sensitive and noisily reactive to strange sounds. Almost 1,000 geese have been deployed to United States Army bases throughout West Germany to serve as sentries, to remain vigilant, to honk if they hear Gaddafi. And now you know the rest of the story.